Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Fan. Happy Saturday afternoon. I'm going to be hanging out here with you until 6:30, until we have some Yankees baseball. Normally, I'd say that's a good thing, but, you know, I mean, the way the Yankees have been playing, you might want to gouge your eyes out. But that's how long I'll be here, okay? If you want to holler at me, you know the situation, 877-337-6666. That's 877-337-6666. How can you contact me? Well, if you utilize the internet, it's real simple. You can also hit me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. Same thing on Facebook and Instagram and all of that great social media stuff where people just lose their minds and say wild things. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of wild things said here over the next 4 hours hanging out with you. Big shout outs and much love to Kim Jones. You know, I just heard the last, I don't know, maybe about an hour, 90 minutes of the show. And I got to tell you, man, rabbits and squirrels. And I mean, where were the lions, the tigers, and the bears? I mean, there was a point in time that I had a turtle. Got the turtle off of, you know, 167th Street and Broadway a long time ago. And, you know, unfortunately, that turtle is no longer here. Turtle has been gone for about, I don't know, just 25 years. So I can empathize with, you know, people and all of us having pets and those pets coming to what is an unlikely demise. It's a hell of a segue, and shout outs to producer Connor Green here with me hanging out too. The Yankees, they're a team in demise. You know, I didn't think I'd hear about the squirrels and the rabbits and the turtles and the cats, but this is where we are. And I know this stinks. I'm sitting down and I'm watching the Yankees and the Mets last night. I'm doing my show that you can also listen to weeknights on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm watching the Yankees and the Mets and I'm saying, this is awful. Like, why do I want to watch this? If I didn't have it on in the background on two screens, I would flip the channel. Like, I'm more interested in the X Games right now than watching the Yankees take another unfortunate beating. The Yankees go down and they lose. They haven't beat the Red Sox. They're 7-0. The Red Sox are, not the Yankees. And then on the other hand, I got the New York Mets out here. People hate Francisco Lindor. Well, they don't hate him. They like to boo him. Last week I told you, you know, just give the guy a break. He's like, oh, well, I hit a grand slam. I wanted to see if they were going to boo me. And then a week later, I'm sitting here talking to you about Francisco Lindor, and he got an injury in his side. We don't know what the hell is going on with him. So between the Yankees and the Mets, at least the Mets have hope. I mean, at least the Yankees. The Mets have hope. The Yankees, you just, I've thrown up my hands at this point. And I felt this way for a couple of weeks now. They're 46-44. They're 9 games behind the Red Sox. I mean, Gerrit Cole is on the mound, and thank God that Gerrit Cole just lit up the Astros last Saturday. I sat here right here with you on the air, on the Fan, and I said, this is going to go one of two ways. And congratulations to Gerrit Cole for letting everybody know, hey, I don't necessarily need to load up my hand on, you know, tack or whatever the hell just to strike out 12 guys and throw 129 pitches. It was nice. It was good to see that from Gerrit Cole. It was like, oh, wow, the Yankees, they got some life. They have some momentum. Hopefully they can carry this into the All-Star break. And no, we saw Jose Altuve running around without his shirt. It's not the way I wanted to move into the All-Star break. We get to the All-Star break. Shohei Ohtani he's okay. People loved him, and then he went, and then he gave away his money to the Angel staff. Pete Alonso, I mean, I don't know if he gave his money to the Mets staff, but what can I say? And then Aaron Judge comes back, and it's like, boom, COVID list. Higashioka, COVID list. Urshela, COVID. I mean, come on. And yeah, we can't do anything about that. Look at Team USA basketball. We got JaVale McGee representing the United States of America on a basketball court. Please tell me something that screams gold, or excuse me, not gold, bronze medal more than that. And so it's tough. And so, yes, we can sit here and we can do the normal thing. We can beat up Brian Cashman. We can yell about Aaron Boone. We can lament the fact that we have a lot of Yankees that look like they don't remember how to swing a bat. We can talk about the minor league system. I mean, Dominguez, last night at least he hit a home run. That's nice. He says, yeah, I don't expect to be in the big leagues for, I don't know, 3 years. Okay. Guess we got to wait 3 years. This Yankees season is cooked. It's fricasseed. It's like cracking an egg outside right now. It may cook, but ultimately it's just going to be runny. It'll run down into the sewer. It will join the rest of the trash on the New York City streets. There's no salvaging this New York Yankee season. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's a Rizzo. I don't care if it's a Gallo. I mean, shoot. You can go snatch up Carlos Santana, the former Indian. You can go get him. What difference is it going to make? None. The Yankees are an average team. That's just what they are. They're not fun to watch. It was abominable to even see them go out there and what? Three hits? 30 at-bats. Three hits? I'd rather watch Space Jam again and again and again. And that was an hour of 55 minutes of just pain. The Yankees have given me just pain just the entire year. I got to watch Judge. God bless him. He's been the best Yankee. He's able to play. And we got to be careful because if he runs the wrong way, then he's gone. And now he's on the COVID list. He was an All-Star. Stanton. I don't know if I want him standing up for more than 5 seconds. Gerrit Cole, we had to find out. Okay, he's okay, fine. Gleyber, somebody find Gleyber. Maybe he had his powers snatched a la Space Jam 1996. Where's his power gone? Where's his energy gone? And yeah, you can go ahead and say, we're going to trade for a lefty bat. The last I checked, yeah, the Cubs are selling. They just sent Jock Peterson down to Atlanta. That's not going to help out the Braves. Is he supposed to replace Acuna? That's just still walking wounded. You think they're going to trade Rizzo and Baez and Kimbrough? You think every single one of those guys are going to go? Somebody's going to stay. Chris Bryant, too. I know New York Mets would love to see him. Yankees obviously need a lefty bat, need some diversity in the lineup, need to improve the outfield. Aaron Hicks is rehabbing somewhere. When's the last time you heard the name Aaron Hicks? But look, I don't care about the trade deadline in a few weeks, a couple of weeks. There's no fix here in season for the New York Yankees. There's no easy button. There's no magic wand. I can't call the great Gazoo. I can't just hit up I Dream of Genie. I can't call Genie from Aladdin. I can't call anybody. This is just going to have to be a bad season for the Yankees. And you know what? It happens. They're not entitled to win every single year. And yes, it's been a series of unfortunate events. But we got people complaining like they weren't close to the World Series a few years ago. Come on. What do you want to do? You want to fire Brian Cashman? Let's fire him right now. For what? Should we go visit him in Connecticut? What are we going to do? You want to fire Aaron Boone right now? What is that supposed to fix? It's not your birthright to win every single year, and it's unfortunate. Yes, it's ugly. Yes, they need adjustments. These are the Yankees. They don't operate in a different space. They have more information than I do, than you do, and this is all common sense. You don't think they were aware of their misfortunes and their miscalculations? It's always easy to say, oh, yeah, hindsight is, oh, yeah, we could have did this, should have did. It's easy for the fans to do that. I can sit here and come up with ridiculous trade proposals. You know what happens? Nothing. I don't get fired from the New York Yankees if I say something wild that works or doesn't work. You know what happens if you suggest something out of this world for the Yankees to do to salvage this season? Nothing happens. You get to tend to your backyard. You get to ride in your car. Nothing happens. Nobody calls and says, hey, fire this man. So I got a news flash. And this is just really not news. This is just really a dose of reality. The New York Mets have some life. The New York Mets, they can certainly expect. It's nice to see Carrasco come back sooner than later. You might have to wait a little while. We'll see what happens with Syndergaard. We'll see what happens with this team. The New York Mets, I still expect them to get to the playoffs. The New York Mets still have the best pitcher in baseball, regardless of whether he makes 14 or 15 starts. The Mets are okay. The New York Yankees season, I think it's like the dead cats from The Last Hour with Kim Jones. I think the New York Yankees seasons is, you can put them in the dirt. Can any team go on a run? Have we seen teams go on runs? Yes, we have all the time, especially baseball. You got a team that goes out there and they look like complete trash and they can lose 8 games in a row and then they can come back on the other end and they say, oh yeah, I got us 8 wins in a row. It can happen. The New York Yankees are 9 games behind the Sox. But reality tells me, common sense tells me, this isn't a World Series team. Common sense tells me, okay, yes, they are not eliminated from postseason contention, obviously. But even if they get to the postseason, the odds are not high that they're going to have success. In the way they're playing right now, I don't expect them to make the postseason. I also don't see a parachute. I don't see an eject button. I don't see a savior. And for people who say, oh, well, the Yankees just need to start selling. Selling who? What? When and where? If you're the New York Yankees, this is not a video game. This is not MLB The Show. This is not PlayStation. You can't turn off your PlayStation. You can't unplug it. You can't do that. What you do this year has real life implications for the next several years. If the New York Yankees can still work on competing this year, maintaining assets into the future, I think that's the best way to go. Because this isn't one singular season. This is a New York Yankees team that is obviously, well, maybe not good right now, trying to compete right now and then also into the future. So if you want to drop a nuclear weapon on 161st Street, and you wanted to complain, or you want to complain about what you see this year, what do you think the next several years are going to look like? The Yankees, they've maintained a possibility of competing without looking like the Pittsburgh Pirates, who just beat the Mets last night. They have a chance to compete without looking like a franchise where you got to go, do I know one guy on that team? They're able to compete throughout it all. And to a certain degree, we've had fans that have gotten spoiled about it. And so I hate to be the guy in the middle of July, which is kind of wild to think about. Today is July 17th. I feel like I was just, having a beer on July 4th, and it's July 17th. Where the hell is my life going? I certainly know where the Yankees are going. Nowhere. But I don't think this is a time for drastic measures. You look at the Yankees and their history. You look at the last 20 years. You look at the last 25 years. What we saw in the late 90s is an aberration. Nobody's out here going back to back since the Yankees. Nobody out here is just dropping 3 out of 5 and just going to 5 like it's nothing, like the Yankees. You got to appreciate what you have in front of you. You think Brian Cashman doesn't know the team sucks right now? You want to fire him? Okay, you want to fire him. What do you want to do next? Do you want to run a team? I know a guy, he's on, Avenue B, across from the Brazilian place. He's a big Yankee fan. I can't remember the guy's name. Maybe we should get Brian Cashman out there and have my guy from Avenue B run the Yankees. Since everybody wants to get rid of Cashman. Yeah, the team stinks right now. Are we going to act like this team hasn't just had a lot of success? Has had an opportunity to compete? Isn't that what you want every year? So what? We get rid of Aaron Boone and then, let's bring in Buck Showalter. Oh, they need a taskmaster. Come on, let's bring in a manager. Let's bring in Joe Girardi. Let's increase his height and size by about 6 or 7 inches. Let's give him muscles. The New York Yankees, they need the juggernaut or colossus of managers to intimidate and threaten and scare the players. And you have to sit because you didn't run hard. And I'm going to toss things over because we suck. Well, what is that supposed to do for the Yankees? Is that supposed to inspire them midseason? Or is that supposed to induce eye rolls? The Yankees have issues. The Yankees have problems. I'm not confident that anything will help them grow out of it or get out of it this season. This is a bad year, but I don't think this is cause to just eject everyone out of the stadium onto the Major Deegan. I don't think this is a reason to just say, dump everybody. This is a process. It's going to take the remainder of this season. It's going to take into the offseason to see how they could become a more competitive team, how they can also become a more well-rounded team moving into the future. There's nothing that can be done this season. We can yell, we can harp on who needs to get fired. There's no quick fix. There's no 30-day rehab stint. There's no outpatient therapy. No, there's none of that. The New York Yankees are in a position like most professional sports franchises. Nobody stays at the top forever. And even in a decline, even in a bad year, they're not at the top, but they're certainly not in the toilet. They're average. 46 and 44, they're average. They're like the person who brings food to the barbecue and everybody goes, it's not bad, but I don't want to eat it. That's the Yankees. They're delivering mediocrity right now. The New York Yankees, they are delivering the food you don't want to eat. The New York Yankees, with a bunch of guys I never heard of yesterday, combined with some stars, supposed stars, they went out there and they had 3 hits in 30 at-bats. I could put a niece or a nephew out there at the plate and they might get a hit by accident. They might get hit. At least they get on base. The Yankees season. This is just what it is. They're average. But that doesn't mean it's a cause just to hit the eject button on everybody. The Yankees know what their issues are. The Yankees know their problems. They know what their issues have been in the past. They see it. There's no massive correct. And unfortunately, regardless of who they trade for or what they do, this is something that they will have to deal with and endure for the remainder of the season. And I'm sorry. I believe that the Yankees fans, including myself, will just have to deal with it. Except for, I mean, if they're going to go out and only have 3 hits a game, I might turn on Space Jam again. And that was awful. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan. You know the number. You know how to reach me. 877-337-6666. That's 877-337-6666. I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.